These are your latest. The Newcastle headlines, and David Moyes has emerged as favourite to take over at Newcastle as the pressure mounts on under fire boss Steve McClaren. Well, McClaren has never been closer to the sack following Saturday's humiliating defeat against Bournemouth, and although a firm decision on his future has yet to be made, the Magpies hierarchy are weighing up possible replacements. Well, reports claim McClaren held talks with managing director Lee Charnley on Monday and convinced him not to pull the trigger just yet, but the final decision will rest with club owner Mike Ashley. Well, Ashley has to decide whether to keep faith with McClaren in the hope he can pull the club out of trouble or make a change now with just 10 games remaining. Well, Moyes, who is currently out of work, has emerged as favourite and would be seen as a long-term replacement, but there have been suggestions Ashley could look to make a short-term appointment until the end of the season. Well, former Tottenham boss Harry Redknapp is seen as someone who could come in and motivate the players and make a difference over the remaining games, and he would no doubt jump at the chance if McClaren was asked. Moving on to other news for you now, and according to reports, Newcastle are ready to pay €17 million to secure the services of the highly rated Napoli hitman Manolo Gabbiadini. It's been reported that Swansea made a £14.1 million bid to sign him up, but the Italian club rejected it. The Magpies have managed to score only 28 goals so far this season, and it's clear that they need a new striker. However, much depends on what division they will find themselves in next season.